As the nation moves into yet another year in Iraq, Delmarvans have been reflecting on the invasion and occupation that has lasted longer than many thought it would. Public Radio Delmarva's Sarah Mitchell has the second of our two reports this morning.
It has been 3 years since the U.S. waged war on Iraq. The number of people who believe in a U.S. victory has fallen 40% since the war first began. A recent U.S. Newsweek poll shows 65% of Americans disapprove of the way President Bush is handling the war. The people of the Delmarva area appear to reflect this disenchantment. Darren Lombardo of Salisbury has changed his mind on how he feels about the war.
I knew we had to protect this country, and I was gung-ho for the soldiers going over there. And as time goes on, I realize that it's a war and a fight that we'll never win.
Elisa Frank from Metropolitan Magazine also supported the war in Iraq, but now feels that the war is dragging on without an end in sight.
When it first started, I believed that we were going over there to sort of prevent something like 9/11 from happening again. I do believe that Saddam Hussein was an evil man. I'm glad he's out of power. I'm happy for the people of Iraq that they can pursue more freedoms that we have. However, I don't necessarily see an end in sight for the war. It kind of seems to be dragging on.
On the other hand, some locals have never supported the war. They feel that Iraq was never a threat and the troops should not be stationed in Iraq.
I was not in favor of the war at all. I think it's a terrible idea. I don't think we need to be over there, and I think that we should be out of there right now.
I don't think it was good now, and I don't think it was good then. I was against it then, and I'm against it now. I think we could have handled it a lot different. We could have contained him. He was a problem. He wasn't a threat.
The Bush administration believes the way the media portrays the war may be cause for the lack of support for the war in Iraq. Kenny Beck of WMDT agrees that the negative aspects of the war in Iraq are being highlighted.
I think this has been a very easy war to point out the bad. We've been there a long time. It's cost several thousand U.S. troops' lives, and that number continues to go up every day. There is a lot of negativity that can be placed on this war. We're there. There's no end in sight. When are the troops coming home? Everyone has pointed out in the past, but there's a lot of good being done too, and I do think that is being underreported.
Public opinion about the war in Iraq has changed over the last 3 years. Americans have been uneasy since the U.S. waged war in Iraq. This has led to a public split in polls between whether the U.S. should stay in Iraq or return home. This is Sarah Mitchell for Public Radio Delmarva.
This story was produced in conjunction with Salisbury University and co-produced by Jeff Hartle.